recording it. How could I?
I don't like to see it. See him run across the floor under vases, and when they start climbing up the side, somehow that's always what insects are supposed to do. Yeah. It reminds me of a large cockroach.
I used to hear them in the walls, in Inverness, between the walls all night long, you know, just going up and down. Between my
well, they climb on concrete, too.
I know.
Very versatile animals.
Yeah, I find mice really fascinating. I don't actually mind them if they don't. I don't want them in my house in my food. It's
yeah,
the only time they really
bother
me.
With you.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even mind if they live with me, just so they stay out of my sight.
Well, it's pretty hard for them to live with you and not be doing something.
Yeah. See, my problem is that I really don't like to set out traps for them or poison or anything like that. I can actually deal with cats killing them, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Somehow that seems sort of,
right.
And they have some sort of a chance or something. I don't like an apartment that I was living with. We had mice. We were on a thoroughfare. They never got in our food, but it was like you'd see little caravans of them just sort of going through from one building to the next, and they go right through our apartment. Yeah, and they never were anywhere.
Didn't get in your drawers or anything?
They seem to just use our place as a highway. But I kept saying we had mice, and Paul, man I was living with him, kept saying, we don't have mice. And I said, well, I know when there's a creature. You know, you just know. Even if you don't see them, you just know.
Yeah.
You know? And sure enough, one day I pointed out, I said, that is a mouse. And so he put on a trap, and I was so upset when I got up in the morning. It was the prettiest little, it was white and gray. It wasn't, you know, like some mice say, real dirty. This looked almost like a pet house. I mean, white Tommy, you know, and gray. And I said, I freaked out. I just came in, threw the trap at him with the dead mouse, and he was still in bed. I threw it, murder, you know. Well, I just, you know, I didn't want to put the traps out. I didn't care. You know, if they would have started getting in the food or something,
yeah,
or if they really started to get underfoot or crawl in bed with me or something. That's the other thing, I don't like them if they get anywhere near the bed.
Yeah.
I don't want to wake up with them crawling across my face.
Okay.
Then I would have borrowed a friend of mine's cat, you know, gotten rid of the problem real quick. I just didn't want any traps. Right. You're a much better mousetrap.
Hey, don't wreck the bucket.
Are small
yeah.
for that age.
Yeah.
Because I would have thought they were about 3 weeks.
No, supposedly they were about 10 days old when
yeah.
they came with the mother, so that would make them about 7 weeks old this week now.
Oh.
And I don't know if she doesn't have enough milk to.
Well, they look healthy enough. They're just
oh, yeah.
small. You know, I don't. They don't look starving or anything.
Well, they even eat food, besides.
Yeah.
They certainly aren't very big. I think they should be bigger. Mm-hmm. They don't look like feeder pigs, which normally are about 8 weeks old when they sell them off to be fed by someone else, you know.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah.
I just can't remember now. I wish I'd have taken some pictures when Paul brought home those others.
Oh,
and
yeah.
how they got them out of there. They backed up a big stock truck, you know. And they each had to grab two pigs by the back legs and carry them like this.
Yeah.
Oh.
To put them over in the other building. And of course, they have those have grown a lot. But they were bigger than me. Not quite a bit bigger, I think. You like having your picture taken, huh? Sticking his head up. I can show you those other ones if you want to see another
size. Yeah, I'd like
they're
to,
in
yeah.
Between.
Okay. What are you going to see?
We'll see the other pigs.
Oh, you have more pigs?
Yeah, there's a building over here. That loose.
Well, honey, do you want to come with us? Huh? You want me to carry you or are you going to run along behind? Huh? How do you want to go? Huh?
Did you get rid of it?
I hope we did.
Yeah. Do you have one of those kits that you...
Yeah. No, I asked the dermatologist about it after this last time I got bit, and I had to go have my rings and stuff cut off, you know.
Oh.
I was sick, very sick. And he said, no, the doctor informed me wrong, it's bad. The average person overdoses and can kill herself.
Oh.
Everyone's chemistry is different. He said, if you get bit, just be sure you're get to the hospital in an hour. You know.
It's a wonderful thing that you just balancing. Look at you balancing. She's as strong as me.
What are you chewing, Annie?
Huh? Elizabeth, do you want to use this camera? That doesn't work, Sean. I know, with your arrogance and everything. You think you can make everything stop for you so you can invade it with your camera, but it doesn't work that way.
Elizabeth, would you like to use this camera?
Take pictures of Sean taking pictures?
Well, no. Here, this is the zoom thing, and it goes up to get closer and then to get away. Okay, and here's the button.
Do we have a built-in light on these or something?
No, we're not sure that though. Oh, this one does?
Yeah, but it's all under exposed panel, too, this one.
Oh.
Huh. You're a son of a camera?
Yep.
I think it's just one of them.
She's really gotten into this.
Yeah,
she likes it. I mean, we came in, she was cowering in the back.
I know.
She thinks she's going to be a star.
Yeah.
Is that what you always wanted to be, Annie, huh? Always wanted to be a star.
What's it?
Well, we decided to name her Annie because we decided to go with the first letter of the alphabet.
Oh.
Oh, you're expecting quite a few pigs, huh?
Well, my husband is. Personally, outside of my own personal use, I don't think I would raise him for a living.
It's okay.
What's okay?
I was telling the pigs that.
And you know, it's just delightful to hear that poultry and pork is going to be at its cheapest in a long time this coming month.
What a fine reward for this effort. Oh my goodness. Sean, I want the key, then I'll go get some lettuce.
How do you have more lettuce?
Well, we packed, instead of making sandwiches, we just packed bread and, you know.
Oh.
In fact, if you haven't had lunch, we'd like you to have some for a picnic.
I'll go get some lettuce.
Oh, of course not.
No.
But I have it. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
But he stops and he gets a banana box.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll be full of lettuce and cabbage trimmings and.
Fantastic.
And all the other things, and you know, so about half a box.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. How's your, you've read the cat.
Something else you might find interesting.
National.
I don't know how true this is.
Tongue swollen.
But you notice her breasts now?
Yeah.
She has like six.
It's fly poison. Fly poison.
Yeah.
It makes flies.
Well, because
that's what that does.
Oh.
And they each take a tip on her, and that's all. She's got all these others, but they never fill it out. It just supplies the babies that need it. And
oh,
I guess
word.
She had 11.
There'd
be 11 now.
My word. How many does she have all in all?
I never examined her that close.
Uh-huh.
She has quite a few sticking up that you can see.
Oh, yeah, I see. That's wonderful.
So how many possibilities?
Yeah, that's what she doesn't know. But.
Well, see, that's one point. If you're in the pig raising and you went down and you're going to buy yolks,
mm-hmm.
with the idea of breeding them, when you would check them to see that they had a lot of tits that were possible baby feeders.
I see.
And also that they're not inverted.
Oh, right, yeah.
Different points like that.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't want one that had 11 babies and it turned out she only had 8 workable tips that some were inverted and not down at all.
Mm-hmm.
Does it care if I say before?
Yes.
That's. Well, I'm sure you're going to file that away in case you
don't
get one.
These things are, no, but I think it's amazing, you know, because they, just the thought of, like, you know, having, I don't know, it's just sort of amazing to me considering how, what it would be like to have just all, you know, a lot of breasts, and people would come down and saying how many
she
babies.
She held still to you were done taking your picture.
Yeah.
She held still to you were done taking your picture.
Well, see, now she has two up in the
bag.
Yeah, she has 6 on this side.
Right. I guess you can hold and hang it on yourself or something.
Yeah.
But it was just. Actually, the cat is more photogenic. The cat really likes to have its picture taken. I think it really, really does.
Yeah, yeah, she just likes people.
Yeah,
she
I know.
She enjoys the attention. I guess your water's getting too low for you, huh? Can you reach it? Now, this is one thing that bugs me, that the water in this barn. The lines had froze underneath the ground.
Oh,
and so I have to go down to that horrible old wrist out there.
Oh.
Turn that faucet on and the lines
up. Oh,
otherwise,
right.
That
yeah. Oh, yeah.
But the lines have to be dug up.
But it froze. The water leaks.
Oh.
And runs on.
That's gotta be a lot of work.
Well, I usually turn it on every other day, and I fill up all the chickens and the ducks' water, and I fill their swimming pools so they can swim all fresh water.
Oh, that's neat. Yeah.
Very limited agenda.
How nice. That's great.
I just decided I'm going to do this, and I will need your help because obviously I know
you're going
very
to raise
little
pigs
about
in your backyard.
Well, right now, her last job is in high school, though, and she has come out here for a well-deserved quietude, and that's what I'm doing. And I'm not going to do well, so I'm going to need a lot of help.
Got that, Elizabeth?
What's your name?
Nine, yeah.
And we sat by your house that day.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got a ways to go.
I know.
Think you'll last?
No.
Well, I think, you know, Katie's pretty assertive, maybe you can send her.
Maybe you should go call. That's true.
She basically is like a more stationary body, so.
Sean, what does it mean when there's a black arrow in the?
Means it got it.
I'm out of film.
The problem was. You know what, I dragged those damn tennis shoes around and I wore my moccasins.
Oh. Well, it's not, it's a clean floor.
These are about the wet
floor. Oh, that's fine.
You can't swing a cat over. You know, just think you're being picked up and then you swung over. You want to get balanced.
Yeah, just stay over there. Make sure it's on the right ear, so.
because they look at you.
What's this button on the sign for?
That's to get a lower light reading that moves with the scale. You're getting pretty brave. Yeah.
Like if there's strong backlight or something?
Hmm?
Would it be used in an instance when there's strong backlight or something?
Well, there are two ways to use that meter. That's for ambient, the way it is right now with the bulb, or that little white bulb where it is.
Yeah.
And then if you want to get close to your subject.
Yeah, sort of a spot meter.
Well, it's not really a spot meter, but it's, an incidence meter.
Yeah.
And just read off of the subject. I usually just read off the palm of my hand. If I'm in an area where I want to. No, a spot meter would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 10 tacks, little 1 degree job equals 500.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Talk to your dad about one of those.
I'm thinking of getting maybe a Gaussian loom. I think, because he knows this guy who owns a photographic shop.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he thinks he can get a deal. He wants. I'm trying to talk him into setting me up with the darkroom.
Well, it doesn't have to be all that
expensive. No, it's not. He wants to lose money.
This looks like a marvel.
Yeah,
you took those other, the ones in your
Yeah, phone. I can't get the use of them.
Oh, damn. That's
just
every time, yeah. More mud.
Yes.
You know, it seems so,
so
dry, you know. Yeah.
So mud.
I know.
We weren't prepared for this.
Oh, she hasn't had this much attention.
She doesn't mind it, is what's amazing.
Yeah.
It's just.
Mm-hmm.
supposedly, everything I've read, that supposedly a pig is one of the more intelligent animals on the farm.
Yes, that's what I've heard, yeah.
And very much creatures of habit, you know. But this is what I think is funny, is scratching their thumbs, their eyes, and how they lean up against them.
Yeah, yeah. They really do a lot of this rooting, you know.
Yeah.
I wonder why that is. I mean, is there actually something to eat under this straw?
Well, they love to root around in dirt.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's dirt thrown in here, too, because that's a necessary part of their
diet.
Really? They have to have that for trace minerals of some kind.
Oh.
They love it. The whole snout is nothing but muscle and gristle.
Oh.
And that's why, unless you have a real deep base or put a ring through their nose so they can't do that, they can just dig their sumps right out of everything.
Oh.
Now they can't do this on this kind of pitch floor.
You know? Uh-huh.
Because they're dirt, they can dig their way out.
Huh. Here, I've got this. I can use it for that. It seems like they can kind of snort things up through their nose. Do they do that? Or do they just kind of, I mean, it feels to me like it's sort of like a vacuum thing almost.
It looks like that.
Yeah, it does.
I detected
something about that. Should we have lived that long?
Oh, there we are.
Being alone,
okay.
Yeah.
That's about time.
Boy. Where's Sean?
He's off being chesty.
Oh.
Oh, good.
Is he?
Got her small side up. Really? She only got two on this side?
Oh.
Nothing?
Yeah.
She's really
planning
to nurse
them.
She just
wants
to live.
Mm-hmm. Is the creek safe there?
Well, it's all grown without any animals to eat off this vegetation out there. Maybe catch a bunch of it. But that's one of the things. When we looked at this place back in October,
mm-hmm.
and the leaves were so beautiful, and they had
I
It's fun for movies, Piggy, but...
Yeah.
What's that?
A little squeal.
It's like it's still.
Do I press the lever for an instant reading?
For an instant reading?
Or I move this ball to one side. Do I also press the lever?
Oh, incident. I thought you said instant. Don't point. Well, I guess it's not any great danger today. Don't point it at the sun. And just put it out like that, and then it's fine. Try it both ways. See if it comes out about the same, and compromise if it doesn't.
I really can't get over this. I don't know, sort of like the level of sound, you know.
Well, have you been recording all this?
Yeah.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah. It's wonderful. I think later, what I'd like to do maybe when we go in the house is just leave the recorder out here on with nobody in here for a while.
Probably be less so.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Is she, I don't think Pat is nervous about her being here.
No, I think she feels very comfortable. She said, too, that it's, and I imagine it really is, you know, sort of lonely out here. Settle that. Hello. I really have the feeling that she's been waiting for this. Maybe all these years. God.
Whoa. It's really, look how pink they are. Or maybe, I don't know if that's the sun, but it just, but when it, the sun is shining on it, you can really see the pink.
Oh.
But even the tire looks pink, so I think that it's not them.
Oh, it's a pinkish cast to them, after all.
Yeah.
That's the way we were supposed to color their noses,
yeah? Yeah, I was just thinking. Where did I hear about pink pigs? What is that about?
Pink is a pig.
Right.
And what was it? No, there really was something close to that, but I don't know
yeah.
what it was.
I was trying to think about what that was.
I thought this was off.